This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. In his message titled, Are You Listening? Pastor Scott shares why we have difficulty listening to God and to others and offers suggestions to make us better, active, and reflective listeners. This message was delivered on Sunday, February 4th, 2018. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Well, good morning, New Hope.
Good morning.
What a wonderful day. How many of you sports fans out there? One, two, three, or four. Oh, I was like, I think I was on sports overload since Thursday, because I was watching on TV the state girls basketball tournament on Oahu, and I think it was Thursday I was watching YKL play, and gosh, I think my blood pressure went through the roof because they were winning, and then at the end of the game they were tied, they went to overtime. I was like, oh. Like, I couldn't take it. And then Friday was the semifinals, and Saturday was the finals of the girls Division I and Division II high school basketball. And for our island, we were in the Division II and the Division I championships. For the Division II championship, Kamehameha School won the title. And I was like, wow, right on. And then for the Division I, Kona Waena won the title. And you know, we don't usually cheer for Kona because we're from Hilo, right? We're like, yeah, boo. But when the East Side team is not on, you gotta cheer for the island team, right? And it was like Kona Waena was losing like the whole first half into the third quarter. And I think they held St. Francis scoreless in the third quarter, and they took over in the fourth quarter, and they won. And I was like, wow, you go, Kona. And I was like, I was so excited. I mean, I'm just a sports fan, and I enjoy watching people play sports just for the joy and the pleasure of playing sports. Because these high school girls, they don't get paid for it, but they just play for the love of the game. And it was, for me, I was like, I was so excited. I think YKL, I know one of the girls on the team, and they came in like fourth in the state, and they have no seniors on their team. And I was thinking like, wow. So they got potential for the next couple of years, and it was just so exciting. I guess for me, because when I was in high school, I never participated in sports. I barely participated in school. And seriously, I would sleep during class, and during recess, I would have to ask the teacher, what did you say? And she even actually gave me the time, and she explained things to me. But I missed out on my high school year, so now I'm kind of like reliving it and getting to watch high school sports. And it's so much fun. And this morning, talk about, are you listening? No doubt you heard what I said so far, right? But were you listening? If you are listening, write down on your paper who won the Division II basketball title. If you're listening, who won the Division I title? Were you listening or did you just hear me? Aha, got you. If you got the answers correct, you may be dismissed. You passed the test. If you didn't, then no, sorry, you gotta stay here. Man, listening, okay? Listening. Are you listening now? Yeah? It's not, can you hear me now? Because no doubt you hear me, but are you listening now? Listening is one of the most important skills we can have. How well we listen has a major impact on your job effectiveness, the quality of your relationships with others, right? Sometimes we hear, but we don't listen. This is how it is at home. My wife will be on this side of the kitchen washing dishes, and I will be on that end of the house watching the best sports game of all. And she will say something like this, facing this way, talking to me. And I'm over there, it's like, I hear her, but I don't listen because I don't know what she said. I said, honey, can you turn and look at me and talk to me, and I will even turn off the TV if she wants to talk to me. But sometimes I hear, but I don't listen. Men, what do we call that? Selective hearing. How many of you have selective hearing? I do. I mean, if somebody else talks fishing, man, the hearing, the antennas go up, the focus goes on. Yeah. Somebody talk clean up, I'm sorry, but selective hearing, turn off. See, so we listen. Hey, we listen to obtain information. We listen to understand. We listen for enjoyment. We listen to music, we enjoy it. We listen to learn. So given all this listening that we do, you think we'd be good at it, right? The fact is, most of us are not good listeners at all. Research suggests that we may remember between 25 and 50% of what we hear. That's a big range. That means when you talk to your boss, your colleagues, your customers, your spouse for 10 minutes, they pay attention less than half of that conversation. Kind of sad, yeah? I mean, it reveals that when we are receiving directions or being presented with important information, like right now, you aren't listening to the whole message either. You may hope that you catch the good stuff, but what if you don't? Clearly, listening is a skill that we can all benefit from improving by becoming a better listener. By becoming a better listener, you will improve your productivity. You will improve your ability to influence others, persuade, negotiate. And what's more, you can avoid conflict and misunderstanding. How many of you, like, misunderstood somebody? Oh, how? Beef. I thought you was bringing home dinner. No, I thought you was. Wait a minute. Oh, Paul. Like when Pastor Aaron said that Carlin was snoring, he meant he was snoring. He kept, you know, I had the honor of rooming with Pastor Aaron at a conference on Oahu. And with the ambulance noise in Waikiki and with Pastor Aaron's chainsaw going, oh, I was like, it's like, if I fall asleep after him, I cannot fall asleep. I need to fall asleep before him. But we had a great time. And what I learned from the conference is not to room with Pastor Aaron. As much as I love him. Wow. So, Carlin, that was a misunderstanding. Yeah? He wasn't talking about you. He was referring to himself. So, be nice to him. Pastor Aaron, I got your back. Huh? Communication is necessary for success in the workplace, in your home, in our church. And I think listening is a neglected communication skill. I mean, we go to school, right? You go to school, you learn math. Ugh, yuck. You learn English. Right? You learn social studies, science, you learn all these things, but they should have a class on listening. What do you think? Maybe they should have a listening class in college, listening 101. Right? How do you listen? You hear, I mean, we all hear, but do we listen? I think we should have a class on how to listen better. And this is like a void in our education. especially when research shows that most of us spend 7 out of 10 minutes listening. And of these 7 out of 10 minutes listening, I mean, they say 10% is spent writing, 15% reading, 30% talking, and 45% hearing. I mean, if we look at how much is out there and how much we gotta listen to people, I think we should practice better listening. Of course, there's people that, you ever sat with somebody and they just talk and talk, I did this, I did that, I know this, I know that, I catch bigger fish, I catch more fish, I drive a nicer car, and then after a while, you turn it off. That's when, like, okay, I don't want to listen anymore. Yeah, I guess you're laughing, right? Don't look at the person next to you, okay? Do not do that. But think of it, we spend half of our communication time hearing. But few of us make any real effort to become better listeners. I know I need to practice to be a better listener. You know, but those of you who make the effort to listen, to pay attention, it pays great dividends. I mean, when you can hear and listen, safety increases. Really? Yes, safety increases. Higher productivity, faster learning, better relationships. Wow, is that new to all of us? I hope not. There is no question that listening is both crucial and neglected. So why is it important to become a better listener? James says this, and not James the coffee guy. James, if James said this, then James would have been the half-brother of Jesus. But James says this, "My dear brothers and sisters, be quick to listen." He says, quick to listen. Doesn't say quick to hear, but be quick to listen. Slow to speak and slow to get angry. How many of you do the opposite? We're quick to get angry, quick to speak, and we don't like listen. How many of your children like that? Oh, your children must be good then. Either that or they're sitting right next to you. Not all of us are gifted with the ability to multitask. I mean, I have a hard time singing and clapping. With trying to keep the beat and trying to sing, one or the other is going to work. But if you can listen and talk at the same time, wow. Or if you can wash dishes and listen, you know, I give you applause, because that's very difficult. I think our listening skills, our communication skills, sometimes have gone downhill. And James says, be quick to listen. Not quick to hear, but quick to listen. I think listening, when you actually listen to somebody, I think there's a transfer of meaning, because you understand what they're saying. Not just words, not just hearing, but there's a transfer of meaning. We need to develop better listening skills, not just by hearing words, but by observing the tone, the body language, but catch the meaning behind the words being spoken. We need to put ourselves in the speaker's shoes. Not just what I'm saying, or your spouse is saying, or your children are saying, but more importantly, what is God saying? God is always speaking. He is always speaking 24/7. I hear him all the time. Do I listen? I wish I could say, yes, I listen 100% of the time. But no, sometimes I don't. And when I don't listen to what God is telling me, then I get in trouble. I fail. I get beat up by the enemy because I don't listen. Hebrews 2:1. For this reason, we must pay close attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. The letter to the Hebrews was written to encourage Christians in times of trials. It does so by focusing on the absolute supremacy and sufficiency of Jesus Christ. While God spoke in the past many times in many ways, He has now spoken to us by His Son, Jesus Christ, who is the exact imprint of God's nature and who upholds the universe by the word of His power. See, we need to read His word and hear His voice, listen to what is said, and do it. Luke 6, 47 to 49, this is Jesus speaking. Everyone who comes to me and hears my words. You might want to understand, underline here. Okay, so you hear the word and act upon them. No. So that apparently means that you hear, you listen, and you do. I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation upon the rock. And when the flood rose and the torrent burst against that house and could not shake it because it had been built well built. But the one who has heard and has not acted, that's the person who just hear and they don't do nothing about it, is like a man who built upon the ground without any foundation. And the torrent burst against it and immediately it collapsed and the ruin of that house was great. Once we learn to hear and listen, we begin obeying God. And here, the one who obeys, the one who hears, listens, and obeys, is like the one who built on a firm foundation. When the storms of life come in, we may be shaken, but we're not going to be knocked down. When life is calm and everything is good, foundations don't really seem to matter. But when crisis comes, our foundation, what we believe in, what we put our trust in, is tested. When we build our foundation on Christ, we'll be all right. When we build our foundation on things like my house, my car, then when the storms come, I'll be washed away. Deuteronomy 5:1. Moses called all the people of Israel together and said, "Listen carefully to all the laws and regulations I'm giving you today. Learn them and be sure to obey them." Deuteronomy, which means second law, is the retelling by Moses of the teachings and events of Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. It includes an extended review of the Ten Commandments and Moses' farewell address to a new generation of Israelites as they are ready to stand and take possession of the Promised Land. Moses tells them of God's faithfulness, love, but also he tells them of God's wrath on the previous generation of Israelites because of their rebellion. He repeatedly charges them to keep the law. Deuteronomy is a solemn call to love and obey the one true God. So why do we have this difficulty listening? Being preoccupied. Sometimes I may be talking to you now, but you're hearing, not listening, because you're thinking, what am I going to eat for Super Bowl? Who is going to win? I wonder if my number is on the right block. Those of you laughing, I know you get your money down someplace. Bet on God. Bet on God. We're preoccupied. Being so interested in what I have to say. Sometimes when people are talking to me, I'm thinking about what I'm going to say next, but that's the wrong way to do it. I need to just shut up and listen. So if you see me and you're talking to me and you think I'm not listening, just say, shut up and listen. Grab my face and pull it right to you and say, shut up and listen. I am talking to you. Listen to me. I give you permission. I get distracted a lot. You know, you're talking to me and I might see the butterfly. Okay. We have difficulty making adjustments about the speaker, maybe the message. Right? Maybe like, oh, I don't know if I can trust that guy up there. Maybe we have difficulty listening because we don't ask for clarification when we do not know and understand what I'm saying. Like I said, sometimes we don't listen because we don't want to. The selective listening. We hear only what we want to hear. Dinner's ready. I am there. Set the table. Huh? What you said? No, dinner's ready. I hear that. You hear set the table, wash the dishes. Something's wrong with my hearing. My hearing aid is off right now. Yep. So listening is very important. Not just to me, to your spouse, but man, we have to be listening to what God is saying to each and every one of us because He is talking to you. Three basic listening modes. Competitive or combative listening happens when we are more interested in promoting our point of view than in understanding or exploring someone else's view. Meaning like when somebody's talking, I'm thinking like, what am I going to say back? We're either listening for openings so that we can take over, take the floor, or for flaws or weak points in that we can attack. We pretend to pay attention, but we are impatiently waiting for an opening. Or internally formulating a rebuttal, planning a comeback. I mean, when somebody's talking to you, don't you? It's like natural, yeah? Think, what am I going to say back? What am I going to say back? Sometimes I'm thinking of a scripture. Sometimes I'm just thinking of something to help them. But before I can do that, I got to stop thinking like that and listen. Passive or attentive listening. We are generally interested in hearing and understanding the other person's point of view. We attentively and passively listen. We assume that we heard and understand correctly. We stay passive and we do not verify it. Like, yeah. You know, when you hear it over and over, yeah, I heard that before. Yeah. It's like, you don't listen. Right? Honey, I told you, put the seat down. Yeah, I heard that before. Honey, I told you, cover the toothpaste when you pow. Yeah, I heard that before. Right? Honey, clean up after yourself. Yeah, I heard that before. Number three, active or reflective listening. This is the single most important listening skill. In active listening, we're also genuinely interested in understanding what the other person is thinking, feeling, wanting, or what the message means. Now, I hope this is you, right here, right now, every Sunday, active listening. And I love to see you taking notes because I know you're hearing and you're writing down so you can remember what you have heard. You wanting to know what the message means. We are active in checking out and understanding before we respond with our own message. Oh, man, that's... Ouch, that hits me right there. We restate, paraphrase our understanding of the message. Okay, so you're going to, after this, you say, okay, so let me get you straight. This is what I heard you telling me today. Listen to what God has to say. Got it, you guys, got it. That's what it is. Active and reflective listening. We restate, we paraphrase our understanding of the message. we reflect it back to the sender for verification. So when you talk to your spouse, and when you clarify who's taking care of dinner, so let me get this straight now. You're bringing home dinner, right? Or you're cooking dinner, right? No. I said, you're cooking dinner. Oh, okay, I understand. Active reflective listening. Passive or attentive listening. See that? That's what it is. Example right there. Thank you, Lord. Verification. Reflective. You know, sometimes people talking, like, you ever have somebody talking? It's like, I don't like ask that question because I think it's one stupid question and I don't like everybody look at me. You ever get like that? I am like that all the time. I do not like to ask questions because sometimes I think, well, I don't like ask that question because I'm going to look really dumb. I look really dumb anyway, sometimes. But verification, feedback, that's the process which that distinguishes active listening and makes it effective. So as followers of Christ, we always need to be led by God. Amen? And in order to be led by God, we need to hear and understand what God is saying to each and every one of us. Amen? So it is very important for us, this is your last one, to listen to what God is saying to you and obey. Amen? Now, if he is telling you to step it up at church, to greet or to teach Sunday school, and you hear him and you're listening to him, then you got to do something about it. Amen? You got to act on it. I hope this was good for you because it was good for me. And I try and work on my listening skills. Sometimes when my wife is trying to talk, that means, hey, turn off ESPN. I don't care if it's Thai and there's 10 seconds left. And I'm sorry, I got to stop and I got to learn to listen. Because why? It benefits my relationships. Amen?
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16675 Milo Street, Kiau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.